currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Pam Jardine. What does a sunny day, wine, artwork, QR codes, and bicycles have in common? If you were in Kirkland on the weekend of May 12th or 13th, you were probably enjoying the scenic neighborhoods of Kirkland while participating in the 9th Annual Kirkland Artist Studio Tour, or CAST, 2012. This self-guided tour explored the variety of different studios that represent numerous locally based artists. CAST initially began in 2004 when a group of Kirkland-based artists decided it was time for Kirkland to have its own studio tour. Since then, artists have opened their studios once a year around Mother's Day to give the public a rare opportunity and actually see artists create their art in their studios. The artwork on display included jewelry, glass art, paintings, photography, garden art, sculpture, furniture, and fiber art. In addition to just browsing the new artworks, the public had the opportunity to purchase art directly from the artists themselves. Christopher Shannon, executive director from the Kirkland Arts Center, explains more.
Kirkland Artist Studio Tour, this is the 9th annual tour. It was originally organized by local artists, and since that time, Kirkland Arts Center has taken over management of the tour. This is our third year of doing that. It's very exciting. What the tour is it's a free, self-guided tour of local artists in their home studios throughout Kirkland.
I'm an art teacher. I have a degree in art. I've always been a painter. My living room is filled with my landscape paintings.
I started really to collect gemstones, and then I decided to make something from it. So I started from simple, then I started to do more like complicated wire work. Like, for example, this piece is here. It's called Viking knitting. You make a chain like that, you braid it, and you know, and then it's becoming like that. So it's an old technique called Viking knitting. And my recent passion is Russian filigree, because I'm Russian by origin.
We have over 20 studios and a number of artists represented at each studio in a variety of media. In addition, throughout the weekend, we've got art making activities here at the Art Center. And what's also exciting is you go to each studio, you get to see not only the artists working in their, usually in their home location, they also do an artist demo. So you get to see how they make the work, the kind of materials they use, the kind of care that they put into the work, and how the imagination meets the paper, which is so exciting.
This year, CAST also included two components to the tour. While most of the tour could easily be walked or driven, this year cyclists were encouraged to ride the tour.
So this year, in the spirit of sustainability, we're inviting cyclists to come out and ride the tour. It's definitely walkable and drivable, but we think that it's a great idea to come out, ride your bike, enjoy the sunshine. I rode my bike today.
Also new to this year's tour, a computerized quick response code, or QR code. Art patrons with a smartphone or device could scan the QR codes printed on the tour maps and obtain more information regarding the tour and artists as they travel from art studio to art studio in the local area. A unique feature about the tour is that not only do you get to view the artworks on the tour, you get to talk to the artists themselves and get a feeling about why and how they make artwork.
Actually, I think it's interesting. It's better than going to a whole bunch of actual, like, separate studios, because sometimes, I mean, if you do get to see the person in their natural element, it makes you have a better connection with what's going on.
The weather also appeared to help turn out, as a number of studios received numerous guests. The total number of studio guests was estimated to be over 650 individuals. This number is expected to grow next year as more people hear about the tour. In addition, since the tour's path is very conducive to bike riding, the total number of cyclists is expected to increase next year, too.
It absolutely is. It's very conducive. It goes along, it starts in downtown Kirkland, but then goes up north towards Totem Lake. It's also along Waverly, along the water, so some beautiful bike routes, as well as some main streets as well.
We take you from Mother's Day to Memorial Day, and from arts to parks. The Memorial Holiday weekend usually marks the unofficial beginning of summer. And in Kirkland, summer brings community events, neighborhood picnics, and water activities. Many of you await the opening of the Peter Kirk Pool, which will happen on June 4. Visit www.kirklandparks.net to register for swim classes, view the swim schedules, or book the pool for a great summer party. Kirkland's beach parks are always popular places for family playtime, picnics, and swimming. Beginning July 1 and through September 3rd, lifeguards will be on duty daily at Houghton Beach and Waverly Beach from 1 to 6 p.m. The city's Parks Department reminds you to be a safe swimmer by knowing the water and knowing your limits. Always check the conditions of the water prior to swimming, boating, or participating in water recreational activities. If you're going to be in the water, you should learn to float, tread water, and swim. You are encouraged to swim in lifeguarded areas. There are plenty of summer pastimes in Kirkland, including boating. The city encourages safe boating and offers the following tips. Complete the mandatory boater education, wear a life jacket, carry extra safety equipment, and designate a sober driver. The city owns and operates two moorage sites that combined offer 90 uncovered moorage slips year-round. The Marina Park Dock is located at 25 Lakeshore Plaza. The South Dock is located at 2nd Avenue South. To use the boat launch at Marina Park, you need an access card. Access cards are available for purchase through the Parks and Community Services Department by calling 425-587-3300. Harbor masters will be on duty at the Marina and South Docks from Memorial Day to Labor Day to assist boaters with information about Kirkland, purchase moorage and boat launch access cards, and docking rules and regulations. For more information about moorage, the boat launch, and water safety tips, visit www.kirklandwa.gov and search boat launch. On a related boating note, the City Council will consider a draft ordinance that is intended to address noise from boats and boating. The ordinance is in response to community and law enforcement concerns and is the first step in the city working with residents and boaters to address watercraft noise and safety issues. To view the draft ordinance, go to www.kirklandwa.gov and search watercraft safety. Got an idea to convey about the future of the Cross Kirkland Corridor? The King County Library System would like you to have a dialogue with others about it. The library system has created an online idea generator tool where you can post your ideas and comment on others' ideas on what the corridor should offer. To participate, log on to www.dialogue-app.com/532. Create an account and submit and comment on as many ideas as you'd like. The Dialogue app will be available through August 31, 2012, and ideas generated will be shared by the library system with the city. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.